cliffcentral.com. Unbranded on cliffcentral.com.
Hello, thank you so much for joining us for Unbranded. And yes, this is not the beautiful husky voice of Timothy Maurice Webster. It's the voice of Reannette Leibovitz. And thank you so much for joining us. It's a privilege to be in the hot seat while Timothy is away. And Tim, wherever you are today, we know you're making the world a better place, like always. So we wish you all the best with what you're busy with. And thank you for the opportunity to be here in your seat. So today I'm excited because, first of all, we're going to be speaking about something that I feel quite passionate about, and that is how your personality type impacts your workspace, and then also how the environment we work in impacts your success rate. And for that, I've got an expert in the house, and I'll introduce her to you in a moment. And then after that, we will transition into my regular fascinating cyber health feature at the end of the show. And today I'm going to be sharing some tips with you on how to do safe online shopping, especially during this holiday season that's coming up. So stay tuned in, and again, welcome. And if you just joined us, then I want to say you are in for a treat, because what we're talking about today impacts us all, and that is the space we live and work in. So for today, I am joined by Marie Scurries. She's the CEO of The Workspace, which is part of the group called Interspace. Marie has more than 16 years experience in serviced office space and manages a big team to ensure client happiness at branches all around South Africa. So Marie, welcome, and I'm glad that you can join us today.
Thank you very much for having me, Reannette.
It's a pleasure. And I know that you are traveling, you're very busy. So let's get into it. And I'm so glad that you could join me. You know what? I looked at preparing for this interview. I thought, let's look at the different personality types again, and just how they, you know, if you consider the fact that you've got people who enjoy the corporate environment, you know, putting on their high heels, wearing the business suit, the tie, walking in with their high heels into that huge building, the energy, the beautiful, you know, cafeterias and so forth. Some people love that. Others prefer their couch, their laptop, the dog next to them, typing away in their own personal coffee machines. And regardless of what you want and what you like, your workspace environment is really so important to consider. And as someone who works at The Workspace and who has an office there, for me, it has meant so much to be in an environment where I have people around me. Because if you think about personality types, and I mean, there's the Myers-Briggs, there's the DISC profile, there's the wealth dynamics, and my profile is all about people. So I did work from home for many years, and it's just not the same when, you know, you've got an idea or you want to go and make coffee and have a quick chat with someone or just inspire someone. When you in an environment and with my personality type, where you actually have those people and the energy around, it makes such a big difference. So if you are someone who likes to sit on the couch and work by yourself, it's still important for you to hear some of the things that we're going to be sharing today. And if you're someone who's currently on the couch wishing, like I did, that you have a space where you can go to, then please sit up straight, get a cup of coffee, and enjoy the show. So Marie, again, thanks for joining me. And tell us about The Workspace. I mean, The Workspace is one of many brands under a big umbrella brand. So please take us back a couple of years.
Okay, so basically the holding company is called Interspace. And under Interspace, the holding company, we've got Extra Space Self Storage, which started in 2008. A need was then recognized for the fully serviced offices and now going into co-working. We then started Extra Space Flexi Office, which then developed now into its own brand. We just launched it. It's called The Workspace. And also under the Interspace brand is ACT Couriers, which we're part of, Spacebox, which is your online valet storage service. And then we also have Big Box, which is the container side, our container services that we offer. So yes, we are a big group. My division is The Workspace, and that is for fully serviced offices and co-working, and that is for small to medium-sized businesses.
And that's amazing to consider. I mean, remember, we're listening or we're speaking unbranded today. And what fascinated me when I looked into this brand and multiple brands underneath it is the fact that it started with one, answering one need, and being able to recognize as your clients grow and as your business grows, to recognize what they need and then to offer that service, not just tell them, well, here's another place you can go to. No, we'll create it for you. It's quite remarkable. And I think from 2008 to now, it's quite a lot that's happened, considering, you know, self-storage. Can we talk about that just for a moment? I mean, if you think about, so self-storage, we're talking about big areas or spaces where people can, what, store furniture, etc., right?
Yes, definitely. Absolutely anything. Our storage units can range from 3 square meters up to a garage size unit of 18 square meters. So absolutely anything, yes.
Okay. And so what probably happened is people said, well, can I quickly send a fax or can I quickly do some work while
that's this exactly
stuff is
what
unloaded?
Happened.
Okay.
Yes, and then that's what happened. And we started our business centers, which is still known then as the Flexi Office,
yes,
under Extra Space. And the business centers, we've got various facilities that actually offer the business centers in the storage, at the storage facilities. And there you can. You can get onto the Wi-Fi network. You can work from there. We've got some offices, which is unserviced. We call it unserviced. But the facility is still there for you to use as a small business at a very, very flexible period and also at a very, very low price.
Yeah, that's amazing. And when you, I mean, from a marketing point of view, if you are able to develop all those brands but still have brand synergy, it is also quite notable with when I look at the whole brand structure from Extra Space, the orange and black. And if you haven't seen it, maybe if you're in South Africa and you drive on the highway, you will notice it just before you go off Greyston. You can't miss the orange and black and gray colors. And when you look at all the other brands, whether it's the Workspace, Spacebox, etc., they all have one image. And so it's just a nice lesson from a marketing point of view as well to make it recognizable, to keep that same culture and theme going, even though each one is so very, very different. I mean, it's different target markets. And also, when I look at the latest edition and the Workspace, then it's very vibey. So tell us about how do you go about understanding the needs and the current trends when you look at the Workspace and when you look at the new buildings you acquire and offices that you open?
Okay, there is a lot of research that goes into the premises that we do open. You mentioned earlier that there is synergy, obviously, between all our offerings that we do give. We do like to call ourselves the space solutions company. And yes, like I say, there's research that goes in. We definitely try and identify all our customer needs all the time. And that's why the brand is still definitely growing under Interspace. Anything that we find that the businesses need, individuals need, that we can make life easier. And also, of course, it's important for us to support entrepreneurs and to support small to medium businesses. It's really very important to us to make sure that we can actually accommodate you and we can provide you with services to make your life easier and to actually have the, you know, just to boost you into helping South Africa grow in all. It always sounds a very like much like a cliche, but we definitely do have a passion for it. We need entrepreneurs. We need entrepreneurs for South Africa to succeed. And we do believe that we've got a good hand in that. And that's why it's important for us to make sure that if you need a courier, yes, we can give it to you. If you need a storage facility, we give that to you. If you need a workspace, we can give that to you. So yes, the brand is still growing and there's other things in the pipeline that's already going as well. And it's important for us to meet everybody's needs and to make it easier for growth.
And tell me about the entrepreneurs, right? So I can imagine when someone walks in the door and they're coming to look at the space that you have. I would love to hear if there are funny stories later, if there are like weird or wonderful requests that they have. But for a moment, talking about entrepreneurs, do you think that, you know, you as a business, you just said that you want to make it easy and you probably want to make the environment as conducive enough for an entrepreneur to succeed. But do you think that South Africa in general and other systems, do you think that it's really supporting entrepreneurs the way it should in terms of, you know, making it easy to survive?
I might be speaking out of turn now, but I don't think so. And that is why it's so important to us. You've mentioned earlier, I've been doing this for 16 years. I know small to medium businesses. There's such a vast variety of entrepreneurs, different industries that we get in contact with. And we even at the workspace do have a community manager, for instance, which is very important to us. The community manager makes sure that the people, our clients, network within one another. And we've got another part of our business that we're very proudly part of is called the Growth Hub. We offer events for networking, for customers, for those clients to actually network within the branches, not just within the branches, but countrywide, everywhere we established. So it's really important to us. And like I say, I don't think the SME has got the support that they always need. And we try and be that support. It's for like-minded people. We train our staff also to a very extent of knowing what an entrepreneur needs, knowing the support that they need. It's very important for our staff that's at the branches to understand what it is like to have a small business. It's stressful. You need to sometimes speak about it. And that's what makes it so nice for the one-man shows that actually have space with us. They become part of the team. Our staff become part of their team and they're not alone anymore. So that's really, really important to us.
Yeah, I think you touched on a very, very important thing. And it's that having your own business is a lonely place. So, and I'm sure the listeners who are listening who do have their own businesses can agree that you can have a team of advisors, etc. But at the end of the day, you make the decision yourself. And that's a lonely place. But the moment you do surround yourself with people who are there to support you and to serve you in a way that can ultimately help you to focus on what's important for your business and not just, you know, running around and making sure that the printer works. Those things really add a lot of value. And for me as well, talking from experience, it really is an extension of my team for Safety Net. Because if I always say to Muriel and, you know, the team at Extra Space Randburg, where I'm based, I always thank them because while they are preparing coffees and teas, I can actually start my meeting. And it sounds so like a small thing, you know, but really, if you can spare 10 minutes with someone that you have struggled to get a meeting with, it adds value. And for you, besides the fact that it looks professional, it feels wonderful, and you know that you are helped by people who are there because they want to serve, it's really, really great to know that it's professionally done and you actually don't need to worry about those things. You can focus on what you want and what you're good at. So I agree with you. And in terms of entrepreneurs, sometimes I also think that we forget that it's okay to ask for help. And I'm sure that you see that quite often. Do you ever see entrepreneurs go through cycles and, you know, like businesses and so forth, where they start out excited, it goes well, maybe they go through a little bit of a dump, but they come out on the other side? Have you noticed those things with your clients?
Yes, definitely. You know, and I think that's what makes us a bit different as well, is I understand, we all understand that small businesses go through bad patches. And at the end of the day, it is about building the relationship with the small business, with our clients, and knowing that when they get to you at the end of the month and say, I can't make rent, to put it bluntly, you know, you can say to them, don't stress about it. Let's carry on assisting you. You know, you need to run your business. And like I said, it's obviously based on relationships, etc. So we do that. And we do say we look a little bit deeper into it. And that's why, like, I get back to the staff at the workspace. The branch managers I do rely on a lot. When something like that does happen, you know, we'll get notified of it. And the branch managers genuinely do. They're like, they're just going through a rough patch. And we need to support these people. We need to assist them. And we do. And we've got lots of stories, great success stories, where people start out of a one-man office. They build themselves up and eventually they leave us to go into their own space and their own buildings, which we're still in contact with those people, which is great. You know, it's there you give yourself a pat on the back and you think, we've done a good job here.
Yes.
So it's really important for us to support those businesses.
That's actually beautiful to think that it's kind of a, yeah, you, it's a stepping stone into a bigger environment for most businesses. And I could see, you know, you can see how people grow. They start with a one-man office and then they move. And I mean, I had an office environment before, but since I joined this specific space at the workspace in August, I've seen probably 3 people move into bigger offices since I've just joined, you know, and that's remarkable. So that is really good. And tell me about, let's talk about the, while we're talking about people and the office space, have you had really weird and wonderful requests with people coming in, you know, wanting to transform it into Disney World or what? Can you tell us anything like that?
Yes. I always say to the staff as well, we can actually write a book someday about all the funny things that we, that gets requested, that gets asked. But it stays entertaining. We all have a good laugh afterwards about it. Yes, there's various things. We've had people request office changes. We've had funny requests, personal requests. You know, it's really like, I don't want to specify specifically. But yes, there's, every day brings something new. And we always, the staff and myself, we always try and keep in touch on a daily basis. We've got a little group that we talk on always, and that's normally where the funny, weird and wonderful things come out, and we can have a good laugh and a good giggle about it.
That's where the behind the scenes conversations happen. Yes. But you know what, something that I've noticed is that there's a really nice vibe in all the branches, and we'll talk about the vibe in a moment. But in one space, in one building, there could be a musician, a financial advisor, a technology guru, someone like me who does speaking and, you know, radio presenting and running Safety Net. Then there are people who do PR, there are some life coaches. It really is a mixed bunch and a fascinating opportunity to do networking and collaboration. I mean, for me, that is a key thing, is the opportunity to collaborate. And how wonderful is it to just walk down the corridor and go and quickly ask for a quote or say, listen, this is the opportunity. How about a coffee at 10 o'clock? Go and sit outside, do a little bit of a brainstorm. And then, you know, from there it develops. And I think that's where the businesses get the opportunity to grow, because all of a sudden you don't need to go out there and ask for quotes. You can just, in your immediate village environment, get those things done. So we're talking about these different personalities and so forth. I've also noticed that each branch has its own personality. You can actually feel there's a different vibe, a different energy, and almost a different personality to each branch. Do you agree with that?
Definitely. Just to give you a little example, from our Melrose Arch branch to our Morningside branch and to the Sunning Hill branch, those branches are not even 10 minutes apart from one another, and the vibes there are completely different. I also do believe it's the area. It's definitely the people that is inside the building. But I also do believe that it's got a lot to do with the staff that's at the branch. It's always very important, going throughout our training and stuff as well, that we tell the staff that, you know, that's, it's up to them to what they make of the branch. It's up to them what vibe there is. And luckily, I have been very, very lucky with an amazing bunch of people, very vibey people, a lot of personalities. And yes, there's a big difference. There's a big difference. Someone in Sunning Hill can do the exact same thing as a company in Melrose Arch, but the personalities are so different. And yeah, it's quite interesting to look at that.
Yes. And I think that's why some people will walk in and say, oh, this is my space, or maybe feel like, oh, let me keep on looking around a little bit. So what advice would you give to someone if they had to now say, okay, I want to move into a serviced office environment? I mean, there are many brands available besides your amazing brand. What would you recommend that they look at before they go, when they visit, and what do they need to consider before they actually sign any papers?
Okay. It from my side, it is very important that you always check your fine print. We are a very open company. We are what you see is what you get. You pay a fee and X, Y, and Z is included, and we stipulate on what is excluded. I have found that sometimes people get caught into hidden costs, so definitely do your research and check what is included in your rental agreement and also what is excluded in your agreement. That's very important. I do also believe that visiting the branch is very important, and you have to, like you say, it's important for you to fit into the branch. And we've even had people, the same person, visiting two different branches and then actually leaning more towards the other one because of the vibe that's there. Each branch is a different for a different personality. So it's very important that you visit the branch, that you see what you exactly want to get. And and then afterwards, always check, like I say, the fine print, very, very important. And make sure that you're going to be happy there, because also your working environment, it's where you spend the most time. And that's why building the relationship with the people that are at the branch is very important to us. And just make sure that it's a right and a good fit for you.
I agree with what you said. And I think what I could add to that as well is to, when you visit, to be clear on what would make you happy. Because if the team knows that you would like a window, for instance, and for me, natural light is inspiring. I like natural light. And you want to be able to manage your own air conditioning, for instance. Those are things that's quite easy to say, this is what I prefer. Because if you don't, then it's very hard to answer your needs. And secondly, you're not going to be as happy as you could be. And it's quite interesting how some people prefer the dark office in the corner, because maybe they do editing and so that's better for them. And whereas like I say, with me, I want the light. And some will say they want a north facing window, I'm sure. And that's where these interesting requests probably come in. So for me, those are also things to look out for. And as someone who's using that space, I've also just noticed that it's really about what you bring to the party as well. You know, you're part of that team too. You bring a vibe to that office too. So it's also a dual responsibility to make the environment nice. And you know what's quite fascinating is that you've got all these strangers and now you need to share a kitchen and a microwave. And I know this happens in any office environment, but I know if you speak to HR directors, they say parking and aircon usually creates the most of the issues, right? So, I mean, and now you are put into this new space just seeing people's behavior and having these different personalities and I guess values under one roof. And like I say, it's not just in a co-working environment, it's everywhere. But it's fascinating to see how people then react and how we can each bring our own value, but also your attitude, you know, being friendly, being happy to be there and so forth. So let's talk about co-working. I mean, it's a relatively new term, co-working environments. And could you share with us, please, Marie, why it's such a big deal? Why is it such a big trend and moving and growing so fast? And then as part of that, tell us about your new branch that you've opened, because that's really focused on the co-working aspect, right?
That's right, yes. So basically, if I can start by saying the traditional office is dying. I think everybody's noticing that now. As workforces around the world break free of the 9-to-5 mentality, enabled by technology and the sharing economy, as a result, collaborative and serviced workspaces are becoming an increasingly popular option for entrepreneurs and businesses. What makes the offering special is the unique combination of services, which enables the small business owner or entrepreneur to have his workspace and, like for instance with Azure storage, your logistical needs, all that under one roof. So it really is about a turnkey solution for entrepreneurs, helping equip them with everything they need and to grow their businesses, like I've mentioned to you before. To give you a good idea as well, the gains in developing co-working spaces are numerous. The research that has been done already shows that 20% of a company's workforce will be made up out of contractors and temporary workers by 2022. So that's 20% of your workforce. So that's the direction we're going into already as
sure.
well.
Yes, yes.
So to give you an idea, what we did, we opened up our new branch in the club in Pretoria. We did something different there, generally where it would be a majority of serviced offices with a combination of co-working. We have just swapped that around. So we have got a lot of co-working space there and a very small amount of offices. We have found that it really is working very well for the Pretoria people. And co-working has become, the simplest way for me to put it is we have basically taken away working from a coffee shop. Mm-hmm. We've just taken that to another level.
Yes.
And it's to sit in an open space, to sit down with your laptop, have Wi-Fi, which is reliable, of course, and to have that community around you. It's all about forming a community, which is very, very important to us as well. If you look at overseas, you know, for instance, I will give an example. There's a company called WeWork, which has just boomed overseas. And that is all co-working. And I think definitely, slowly but surely, South Africans are getting used to the whole idea. And we've got the millennials. That's now, you know, the majority of us
yes.
getting a bit old now. And, you know, and they enjoy that. They enjoy sitting in an open plan area and with a community and communicating with people around them, networking, and actually have that vibe around them that they're not alone. And, you know, and like I say, it will happen more and more where people don't want to be isolated in an office anymore. They do want to be in an open plan workspace. And that is what we're doing in Pretoria. And it works very well. And it's to make the environment very pleasant. And it also must be almost an office away from home.
Yes.
It's got a very homey feeling. So I think we got that right as well. It feels very comfortable and relaxed.
And if you haven't been to a co-working space, I think Marie mentioned it's like a coffee shop on steroids without kids running around and lots of people walking around bringing food and so forth. It's the same vibe. You get all the benefits but not all the disadvantages of being in a restaurant environment. And it's so funky. Oh man, it's really beautiful. And I think that every time someone visits me and I take them into the co-working space, they are like, oh, this is stunning. I would love to work here and so forth. And so it's really something for people to consider. And I think just from because that's my focus is cyber safety, just some tips on how to be safe in that type of environment, you know, is to really consider the fact that there are people next to you who could also be, you know, working with information that is sensitive. So I think giving each one their own space, but still also considering someone, if you're going to do a Skype call, rather use your headphones instead of letting the whole conversation blast for everyone to hear. But it's really a lovely area and space to, like you said, collaborate, to create a community, and to also, I think, to get out and show up for your work. If you're someone who easily gets down and discouraged, then I think that's a place for where you can really go and re-energize yourself and actually where you can share the ideas, where you can add value and probably start new businesses. How many times have we heard of people who started talking and they said, well, there's a need for this or that, and they started a new business because of it. So before we go into a quick break, I wanted to ask you in terms of your branches and the footprints, just give us an idea in South Africa, what's the current situation like in terms of your branches?
Currently, we've got 10 branches that are open. I'll quickly run through them if that's okay with you.
Sure.
We've got Melrose Arch. We've got a branch in Sunninghill, in Durban, Morningside Manor, Chadwick, which is in Wynberg. It's just off of Greyston. We've got Pietermaritzburg, Midrand, Centurion, Randburg, which is just on Bromfisher Drive, very close to Linden. and then our new branch, which is the club in Pretoria. And then we've got 5 new projects that we're currently busy with to kick off the new year.
Wow, that's amazing. So, and what I like about these types of setups is that if I'm going to have a meeting in another city and you've got a branch there, I can book a meeting room there, which again, it saves me time, effort. It makes me look more professional. It helps me to have an environment that I know is going to be in the same standard as the one I work with or work at in Joburg. And I don't need to go and find a place and hopefully find a coffee shop or a restaurant that is conducive for my meeting. So that's quite a very big value add that I want to highlight in terms of, you know, having that extra space.
Yes, definitely. So to give an example, if you are a Melrose Arch client and you do need to have a meeting in Pretoria or Pietermaritzburg, you literally just tell your branch manager, they arrange it all for you. And like you say, we do definitely have a look and feel that we, you know, when you walk into a different branch, it feels like you've been there before. It will feel like home. And yes, you, that's all included in your pricing as well. You just book the time slots and you can go and work, definitely.
That's amazing. So as I'm speaking to Marie from The Workspace, and we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we continue this discussion and talking about co-working environments and lots more. So we'll join you again after the break.
Christmas is on the way, and so is the happiest family event of the year. Join us in celebrating 10 years of the Parkview Charity Christmas Market. At the George Hay Park in Parkview, from the 25th to the 27th of November, the Christmas Market is a weekend of fun, unique arts and crafts, brilliant gift ideas, kids' fun galore, big screen sports, a beer tent, and a champagne and oyster bar. Parkview Christmas Market for a great time, with all proceeds going to charity.
At Sibanye, we believe leaders are made, not born. We also believe we can create a sustainable legacy by helping to develop tomorrow's leaders today. We are proud of our partnership with the Leadership Platform and will continue to support leaders who are committed to growing our country.
Sibanye, we are one. Visit us on sibanyegold.co.za.
Welcome back. It's Unbranded, and you are joined by Rianette today, not Timothy. And if you only joined in now or tuned in now, then Timothy is off making the world a better place. And I am so thankful to be in this seat because I'm joined in studio by Marie Scree. She's the CEO of The Workspace. It's part of a much bigger brand, so you have to listen to the first part of this interview as well. And we're talking about how your workspace impacts your success as a business, as an entrepreneur, and how it actually also impacts your level of energy. So if you're like me and you like people around you and you like to energize people, then this is something to consider, to go and find an office space where you can fit in and be part of a team. So Marie, we've spoken about lots of things, you know, your footprint, the bigger brand, and also where co-working, you know, fits in and so forth. But let's for a moment just talk about when you open up a new branch, what are the challenges that you face? I mean, anything from the location right through to the actual offering?
There's various things that go actually into the research we do, and we have to always find, it's all about the right spot. So we always have to make sure that the right spot consists of the traffic trends that are happening in the area, schools, shops, gym, you know, we all have very busy lives and we need to fit all of that into one day. And that plays a very big factor. I think it's great from our company perspective that we're very flexible and we have done it many times before where we do a quick tweak 10 minutes before the time, if I can put it that way. And, you know, so there's various things that go into it. Trends change all the time. Is there a specific formula? No, not always. Is there, you know, it's always taking risk. And it's also going with your guts a lot, I would say. And I think that's what makes our team at head office a bit different and a bit bold, I would say. We're quite keen on taking risks, and I think that also makes us very successful.
And the risk, if you consider 5 years ago, what if you think back, put yourself back in those shoes, and you were planning ahead. What was, can you remember anything specific that was like, oh, should we do this? I'm not sure, but let's take the risk. Let's try it. Was there something that you can recall?
Well, just off the top of my head, if we don't go 5 years back, to be brutally honest with you, I think one of the biggest risks we've taken is actually doing the co-working. We have traveled, we have done our research, we have looked at how the trends are forming, and I think we were very bold in opening the co-working section at Pretoria. And once again, I think we did our homework right, and it's working. It's working very well. And of course, the big reward at the end of the day is to see it working for the smaller companies, to see it working for those clients. And that's when you start getting excited and you think, okay, you know, this is really working for these businesses. And at the end of the day, like I say, and still today, we will tweak and change and, you know, be accommodating. And that's what it is about. At the end of the day, we don't just build something inside our brand and stick to it. And we have to listen, and we have to make sure that the clients are happy, and we need to make sure that the whatever we are doing are assisting the businesses in growing.
Yeah, and I think that comes back to your purpose as a business. It's not really to put up buildings. It's actually to create a space where companies can thrive and to give them the tools they need, excuse me, whether it's a printer, whether it's Wi-Fi, to be sustainable, to actually continue with their business in the best way possible, and to create those spaces where you can go and be inspired and collaborate. So it brings us back to something else that we haven't spoken about today, but that is really about a business purpose and your promise as a business. And I did a course once, and it was about finances, but the trainer said, what's the sound of money in your business? And I found it fascinating because he said, if you're in a hair salon, what would the sound of money be? And of course, everyone goes like, ching, ching. And we're like, no, that's not the sound of money in a hair salon. The sound of money is, you know, like scissors cutting hair. That's the sound of money there. And if you consider a co-working space, I guess the sound for you would be people talking, and you're hearing their fingers typing, and it's a vibe, you know, and you can actually hear people collaborating, sharing ideas and so forth. So, and then for each of those businesses, the sound of their money would be different too. So it's really fascinating when you start looking into the purpose of each business and what we bring to the table. And if you look at Silicon Valley as well, I mean, trends in San Francisco and so forth is really where companies don't hold back. They don't say, this is my pie. They say, this is the pie. I want a slice of it. Let's share it and make it work. And that's where I find, you know, in terms of trends and where we're going with the physical space we work in, it's really led by that narrative and that objective of sharing this pie. Because at the end of the day, if you keep the whole pie, but it's worth nothing, it's really not as much fun, and it doesn't serve anyone or the world, instead of sharing it and making sure that it's actually bringing value. So I'm sure that you could share many stories of companies who've grown and collaborated and sharing their pies.
Definitely. And very clever once said in the book of Michael Porter, he says, you actually just make the pie bigger. So we each take a slice, but we'll make the pie bigger.
Yes.
And, you know, and definitely I believe in that. And that's very important to us. You will always find that some businesses are in the same industry, perhaps. Do we allow those people in the same building? Yes, definitely. But that's why we've got a community manager to actually see, because everybody's got different points, different strong points, if I can put it that way. So we believe that everybody with inside our branches, definitely, there's, if we can call it that, the slice of pie is there for you.
Yes.
And we're trying to assist as much as possible in making that your business grow. But at the end of the day, yes, we actually, as the workspace and as the Interspace team at Extra Space as well, we actually use some of our clients as suppliers. I'm a big believer in that. So lots of my clients at some of my branches are suppliers of mine. And so, yes, we actually act what we preach, believe
Fantastic.
It or not. And it's always amazing to see. There's plenty of stories that I can tell you of people that, you know, come in a bit nervous and a bit scared. And they say that they've just started this business. And it's important for us to also say to them, but don't worry about it. We're here. We're going to help you do this. And to look a month later and actually see how they generated three customers from within the branch. Awesome. So you actually start generating an income from the branch that you work from as well, which is really great.
Yeah, and it becomes that community, like we said earlier, right? Well, it's really fascinating because, I mean, people, the bodies are in these buildings. But let's talk about the office of the future. And I did some research. I found a really, I love HubSpot. And they published an article earlier this year. So thank you to HubSpot. It's HubSpot. They published an article called The 7 Innovative Ways Companies Are Changing the Workspace or the Workplace. And the one thing that they mentioned was hot desking, which we've just discussed, and that is like co-working space. But then they also have a movable desk idea. And you could do what Skull Candy did at their international office in Zurich, Switzerland, and use desks that can be reconfigured to work individually or collaboratively. And desks there fit together that like puzzle pieces and can be moved, reworked, or reattached as employees see fit. And it's quite interesting when you start looking at, you know, how it ticks the boxes of office design, mobility, flexibility, and collaboration. And depending on the type of business you're in, I think it's also important to remember that within any business, whether it is a financial or a creative agency, you have your creative people, you have your people who are more structured, you have your people who like, you know, traditional and so forth. So to give them all spaces, this could work. Another thing that they spoke about is overlap zones. And this is where I think something like the co-working space adds value, because whether you have an office environment, a lock-up office, you can still move into the co-working space. But in this article, they mentioned here that research from the University of Michigan showed that when scientists work in a space where they ran into each other or into one another in areas known as zonal overlap, they were more likely to collaborate. The data suggests that creating opportunities for unplanned interactions among employees, both inside and outside the organization, actually improves performance. So that was for me also, you know, how do you, if you organize your business environment, how do you create those types of spaces? Another one is music rooms. And I recently, you know, heard as well, some companies have balls or they've got trampolines and so forth to just go so that you can go outside, break your concentration levels. And if Timothy was here, he would talk about, you know, neuroscience and the impact that just having that moment of release creates clarity and gives your brain that fresh sense of, you know, awakeness, and that you can be set up for the next part of your day. But what they say about music rooms is one way to boost employee productivity at the office is to foster a positive company culture and to give employees a place to blow off some steam at work. Why not add a music room to the mix? Then another one, I don't know how you feel about this, Marie, and you can say you have not or you might think about it, but pets in the office. Whether or not allowing pets in the office boosts or hinders productivity is an often debated topic, but there are a lot of companies out there that do allow folks to bring their pets to work, and they have a lot of good things to say about it. It improves work-life balance, serves as social catalysts, and help people to de-stress. I don't know if it would help me to de-stress if there is a, you know, a pit bull walking around in the office, but have you ever considered that?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. I've actually had a few of my branch managers post things on my Facebook page to say to me, can we please do this, where you actually have a day where you bring your pets to work. Would us pet lovers love that? Of course I'd love that. I don't think it's everybody's cup of tea. And I still believe, you know, there's always that fine line of where we do business and where we sociable and where we do, you know, our personal thing. So bringing pets to work, yes, it's definitely crossed our minds. Maybe we'll do it on a Saturday when nobody else is at the office. But yes, I don't think it's everybody's cup of tea. You have to, like you said earlier, accommodate so many different personalities. So there's always that little bit of a fine line, and that sometimes you do have to walk the right line. Yes. or the good stretch, yes.
Yeah, and there's no way you can actually keep everybody happy. And that's why, you know, there are many alternatives. Luckily, there are many alternatives. Another one that they gave here as a, you know, an office of the future, which I think is quite relevant already and is being implemented a lot, is plants and greenery. So research has found that adding plants and greenery in an office can help increase employee productivity by 15%. A green office communicates to employees that their employer cares about them and their welfare. And this was by psychology professor Alex Haslam, who co-authored the study. Office landscaping helps the workplace become a more enjoyable, comfortable, and profitable place to be. And yeah, I mean, if you look at some of the examples they gave, is Google's office in Tel Aviv, Israel, has an indoor orange grove that turns an otherwise normal collaborative space into a relaxing area that makes you feel like you're sitting outside on a park bench. Oh, it sounds wonderful. And I can imagine that it does have a big impact on you. Plus, all those live plants in the office need natural light. And natural light does a great job to diminish monitor glaze and reduce eye strain. So it's got so many benefits. I think it also comes with some challenges to keep them alive and healthy. But NASA reported that live plants can have a significant impact on reducing toxic chemicals in the air emitted from furniture, rugs, and so on. I didn't know that furniture emits toxic things.
Well, basically, from my side, I would definitely say yes. It's something that we also have implemented quite a bit. The greenery does make a difference. It definitely makes a difference. We've done a small bit of research on it and just saw there's just positive points about that. And also, to give you an example, if you look at some of our branches that has got an outside area and some don't, the ones with the outside area is much more popular. And all of us that's so stuck in the rut today, we want to be outside.
Yes.
We want to have that little bit of greenery and we want the fresh air and everything. So I do believe that that's very important. And I do believe that contributes a lot to the environment, to the, how can I put it, the vibe that's actually at the office.
Yes. The aesthetics. And also, I mean, we didn't even get a chance to talk about ergonomics and all those things. But so from plants' point of view, they recommend here the best ones to include is the Boston ferns, Kimberley queens, and palm trees. So if you want to implement those today, those are the three that they recommend. Boston fern, Kimberley queen, and palm trees. So thank you, HubSpot, for those tips. And I mean, there's so much more in terms of robotics and, can you imagine? I'm busy reading a book where they use a robot to deliver toothpaste and so forth to guests at hotels who might have forgotten, and the amazing response. So maybe in the near future, we'll have some robots at the workspace and, you know, the environments. But Marie, thank you so much for joining us. I really value your input and the work that you do. Thank you for making South Africa a better place, an easier place for entrepreneurs to thrive in and for us to be successful and for creating that space. So I want to say thank you to Marie from the workspace. And is there anything else you want to say? And please share contact details if someone wants to go and communicate with you online. And perhaps they can contact you via your Facebook page.
Yes, definitely. You can go to our website. We got the Extra Space website, Extra Space, which is extraspace.co.za. We've also now launching the new brand, The Workspace. We have got our new branch website that's gone up, which is theworkspace.co.za. And you can contact us there. You can go onto our branches. You can contact a specific branch, or you can contact us on the toll-free number where you'll always be able to reach any one of us. And yeah, you're welcome to go into our Facebook pages as well. And that's basically it.
Fantastic. So please connect with The Workspace. And I have some good news, because we actually have 5 amazing prizes to give away. So Marie, can you just give a quick overview of these prizes? And then what you can do is you need to contact them on their Facebook page. You need to go and like The Workspace or connect with Extra Space, and then mention that you listened to the show, or you can tweet, and then you might be one of the 5 lucky winners. And what can they win?
Okay, what we're giving away today is we call it the package, which is our top of the range co-working package. It gives you access to co-working from 8 to 5, basically every day, Monday to Friday. And it gives you unlimited access to our very nice Wi-Fi facilities. We've got 100 meg lines at all our branches, so nice and fast. It basically includes everything. The value of the package will be discussed with you via the winner, and it will give you access to that for a whole month of free access at any one of our branches. So it's up to you where you're closest to. And like Rianette said, we're giving 5 of those away.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. This is exciting. And I would definitely like to urge you, if you're based in South Africa, or maybe you're planning to visit South Africa, then you've got some office space to come and work with or from. Because this is podcast driven, we will extend this deadline till the end of November. And just think to give everybody a chance to enter, and please connect with them. Marie, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. So over to another favorite part of my week, and that is the cyber health feature. So if you've just tuned in, thank you for joining me, Rianette, from SafetyNet Cyber Safety. We aim to save lives by creating awareness for responsible digital engagement, because we are all part of the digital highway and we have a responsibility to drive safely. So if you're someone who loves online shopping and who's on your way to do your Christmas shopping, then there are a couple of things I would like to share with you. So let's look at the 5 W's and the H when it comes to safe online shopping. The who. If the deal sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So do not just click on the accept or buy button. Do your investigation to ensure the source is legitimate and reputable, especially if you are buying from a public site where individuals trade. Then the what. Ensure the product is real and available. Plus, read the terms and conditions with return policies and so forth. Then where? Be careful when using free Wi-Fi hotspots. In public places, there could be cameras, people watching over your shoulder, or hackers trying to access your details. So please be careful where you do your shopping, so that first of all, you're not exposing your details. And secondly, that you've got your Wi-Fi connection covered and secured, so that it doesn't just bomb out on you. Then the when. Ensure you don't get distracted while you are busy with the transaction, as you might have to repeat the process and put yourself at risk. The wires will get busier towards the holiday season, so don't procrastinate. Then the why. Because by being cyber savvy and responsible digital citizens, you are keeping yourself and your money safe while not supporting criminal syndicates. Listen, you want to spend your money the way you want to. You don't want to support any syndicate out there who's been planning for months how they are going to get to people who are not concentrating well this time of the year. Then the last one, the how. Use a secure site. So how do you know if a site is secure? You look at the top address bar where they've got the web address. It's got HTTPS. The S is for security, and it usually has a little lock. So rather enter your credit card details each time you shop instead of saving it onto those sites. I know it's a schlep and it takes more time. However, consider the fact that some of these online traders and shops and big brands could also be hacked, and then your credit card details is part of that database. So rather type it in every time. And you could also use a separate account for online shopping. So open another bank account, put some money into that, just enough to do your transactions. And then in this way, even if someone does get your details, they won't be able to use your whole family holiday spending money for December. Then ensure you sign out or log off properly when you are done, because sometimes we are in such a hurry and you're so excited you're going to buy the wrapping paper for this gift and you leave it open. So for help and any extra tips, please contact us at SafetyNet. It's SaveTNet, and connect with us on the wire so that we can all collaborate and work together to make cyber safety a priority. Have fun on the cyber highway, everybody, and we'll speak soon.
Unbranded on cliffcentral.com. cliffcentral.com.